5. Is capital punishment an effective deterrent to crime? I don't believe capital punishment is an effective deterrent to crime. Let me tell you why. First, when it comes to the young people who commit serious crimes, the death penalty doesn't seem to be able to prevent them from doing so. Science has shown that young people's brains don't finish developing until about the age of 25, which may explain why young criminals have been capable of some of the most horrific murders. Since they might not yet be capable of thinking things through and controlling themselves, the death penalty is not an ideal solution. Second, a large percentage of murders are committed by people who suffer from severe mental illnesses. Many mass shootings in the United States, for example, have been carried out by mentally ill individuals. Such people are often incapable of thinking about the full consequences of their actions. So instead of the threat of a penalty, they need to be taken care of by their families or social services. Finally, it's clear from the situation in the world today that the death penalty does not stop crime. Countries like the United States have been using executions for hundreds of years. Still, they often have much higher rates of serious crimes than countries that do not use the death penalty. So it is hard to argue that executions are an effective deterrent. For these reasons, I disagree that capital punishment is an effective crime deterrent.